The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, more than 1,200 athletes are celebrating as President Catherine Connolly is about to officially open the Special Olympics Ireland Summer Games in Tallaght Stadium, the first in 8 years. So the event is kicking off around now. Henry McKean sent us this report from Tallaght Stadium.
Hi, I'm Eimear Higgins. I'm the Minister for Disability, and it is my absolute privilege to be here today at the opening of the Special Olympics Summer Games. It's a national competition, so we have athletes from north and south of the border taking part. It's all about participation, it's all about inclusion, it's all about connection and community. And I know that even from meeting my own local participants in Lucan, that the excitement levels and the buzz is incredible. And really, that's the message. It's about recognising and celebrating inclusivity in practice, whether it's in sport, in community, in education, in whatever form. None of this would be possible without the dedicated team in Special Olympics Ireland and without the 3,000 volunteers nationally who support so many clubs. But it's a huge opportunity for people with intellectual disabilities to represent themselves, their clubs, their sport at a national level, and that is super exciting. It's all about levelling the playing field.
I'm Karen Coventry, the CEO of Special Olympics Ireland.
Karen, we're here in Tallaght Stadium. It's about to start. There really is so much energy, excitement. This is the first Special Olympics Ireland Games in 8 years because of COVID. How good does it feel to have it back?
Henry, it's amazing to have it back. You can see here the athletes are so excited. Their families are all seating ready for them to come in, and the volunteers and staff team have worked so hard. We are ready to go.
For you bringing it home, because this is a four-year cycle, the Ireland Games is only every 4 years. What does it mean for the athletes? What does it mean for the volunteers? What does it mean for the Special Olympics?
Yeah, for the athletes in particular, a lot of them, it's their first time away from home. So huge excitement there in up at mum and dad. The volunteers, we've had a huge amount of new volunteers come on. They want to see what Special Olympics is all about. And we hope that it really does just build the world of inclusion and see that, you know, the world's a better place with our Special Olympics athletes.
So anyone can come?
Anyone can come. Free to come and see the venues. And we really would welcome you and your families to come out and see it.
And the website?
www.irelandgames.ie
irelandgames.ie, and it's free.
And it's free. Come join.
Hi Henry, my name is Brendan O'Brien and I have the privilege of being the chairperson of Special Olympics Ireland.
Brendan, what does the Ireland Games mean, bringing the Special Olympics home? It's the first one in 8 years.
This is a fantastic opportunity, Henry, to bring, you know, athletes and families and coaches from all the different provinces, from over 200 clubs all around the country, to come here for a weekend of sport and celebration. They'll make friends, build memories, and compete as best they can. It's a fantastic opportunity. And you can see here in the background, Tallaght Stadium. It's going to be a fantastic backdrop for our opening ceremony. There'll be between 8,000 and 10,000 people here tonight, and we're all looking forward to it. Can't wait.
That's a huge amount of people. So that's volunteers, that's athletes. And what does the Special Olympics mean? We have to go all the way back to 2003 for the World Games taking place here. This is an Ireland game, so it's just Ireland competing against each other. What does it mean?
I think it's a culmination of all the hard work and effort over many years for all the athletes. All the stuff that happens week in, week out at club level, at family level, at competition level, this is an opportunity to celebrate it on a national stage. And we're proud that we can bring over 1,200 athletes, 500 coaches, 3,000 volunteers here this weekend to make all this happen.
Brendan, what will the highlights be for you? What are you looking forward to?
Well, I'm looking forward to this evening, kicking it all off here. I think I'm buzzing, Henry, thinking about the enjoyment and filling the stadium here and the field with people shouting and cheering and celebrating and feeling really proud of themselves and their families and coaches, being really proud of the athletes. That would be a big highlight, I think.
And this is it. You can't beat a Special Olympics opening ceremony. I mean, they're just wonderful.
It's amazing. The trick will be not to let the emotion overspill, but it's an enormous, heartwarming opportunity to see what it means up close, to see how an inclusiveness can have such a difference on people's lives and how it can mean so much to the families and friends of the people that will be here this week.
So Tallaght Stadium, watch out.
It's incredible. First time here, Henry, and I'm really impressed, and it's only going to get better this evening.
And a confession, the last time I was here, Ronaldo was playing.
I don't think he's booked tonight, but it'll be just as good. Henry, this is an opportunity to bring the Special Olympics movement back into the consciousness of people in Ireland. We have a huge history and legacy from the World Games. Let's bring it back now into people's mindset and continue into the future.
Hi, my name is Nathan Sheehan and I'm from Mallow and I'm representing Munster. It means so much to me. It's making new friends and also competing to the highest level and also making just new friends wherever I go.
Tell us about what you're going to be competing in.
Swimming. I'm doing 800 and a relay. It's all about taking part and also representing my club, representing the whole of Mallow, and doing it for my friends, mostly for me, and mostly for my family.
So you're so proud.
I'm so proud of what I've done. Yeah, I'm so proud.
And it's not always about winning
medals.
It's not
always about winning, no. It's about having fun and the best crack.
And the Special Olympics oath again, what is it?
Let me win, but let me be brave in the attempt.
Dylan Hanley,
yeah.
Tell us, you're taking part in bocce, which is a little bit like bowling, but not.
Yeah, for my friends and my family, my girlfriend as well, and have fun.
So have fun, you want to say hello to your girlfriend and you want to say
hello
to your family. And where is your family right now?
I'm at home.
And before we go, I just can't wait for tonight. We're going to have the best night ever. And we're going to have the most amazing few days in Dublin. And it's just amazing. The best night ever. Sun is shining. And we're just going to have the best few days in Dublin and making loads of memories. Go up Team Munster! Go Team Munster!
Henry, I'm Myra Merrick and I'm the Regional Director for Special Olympics Connacht. So we have a team of 242 from Connacht that are coming up, and they're all settled in now with great excitement into their accommodation, and they're on their buses ready to come out to the opening ceremony. And that's the start of the excitement that's meant to come. We have 13 sports on offer here, one of course being the Motor Activities Training Programme, which is just a really emotional day for parents to see their athletes taking part in a development event, being able to maybe kick a ball, lift a beanbag and get ready for the other sports that we offer. My first year was 2002, the pre-games to the 2003. So I suppose I can speak to the development that has happened, and it's just going to be wonderful because we'll have Mary Davis, who has recently retired and went on, who developed Special Olympics Ireland and into international, and now has just retired to be honoured here tonight. So I suppose she'll look around here a bit like Eunice Kennedy Shriver and say, wow, I did a lot to bring this to fruition. So it is very special. And look, I'm very blessed in the volunteers that are running this for us. We're here, I'm here sitting with you, Henry, talking. But all the rest are at the accommodation, getting them on the buses, getting them out every morning for their events, getting them back in, making sure all the athletes are fed. So they are just inspirational. They come from the clubs. They train the athletes on a weekly basis. They're our bread and butter, and you really couldn't thank them enough.
My name is Ashton Michael. I'm 22 years old, and this year for the Ireland Games, I'm competing in basketball. It feels really surreal because this should be my third Ireland Games, and it's my first time doing it as a team sport, so I'm really excited to play with my teammates.
Hi, my name's Louise Grant. I'm head of delegation for Team Eastern.
Louise, how excited are you about the Ireland Games?
I've got goosebumps on my arm, Henry. I'm so excited for tonight. It's going to be the culmination of a long, long process, a lot of training sessions, and tonight is our night to party.
Willie Conlon, volunteer, spectator, services planner. A huge amount of work has gone into organising this. You must be so proud.
Yeah, definitely. It's fantastic. We've been on site here in Tala for the last 3.5 days, setting up, getting ready, and it's all for the athletes. I remember 2018 here, we had the same situation, the same event, and it was unbelievable. The joy that this event brings, you see the athletes, and it really, really kicks off the competition for the next 3 days. It's really a fitting start to the competitions.
Henry McKean reporting there. You know what, Ciara, there's a lot of horrible things in the world at the moment, but that is the perfect antidote to it all, that unrestrained joy and happiness. It's gorgeous.
It really is, and it's absolutely fantastic and lovely to see.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.